How are you, Congressman?
I'm doing well, like all factors considered, Scott. Sure. And thanks for letting us move it up today. We've got a working breakfast with Secretary Tillerson this morning, and so I really wanted to be able to participate in that.
Sure, and appreciate you being in touch with us yesterday. One thing I'd like to ask you about yesterday, as this came about, was there that moment where you feared for your safety or your wife's safety as well because you didn't know exactly what was going on?
Yes, I did. Right when we had the initial impact, I mean, there was a huge bang, and then the shutter ran through the train. One of Speaker Ryan's staff was two rows in front of me standing out. He immediately went to the floor. Of course, stuff was flying around. So I thought, we were getting ready to derail. I was wondering, okay, are we going to turn over to the right or to the left? Because I wanted to figure out what to do with Gina and the folks around me. But then it became apparent that we had just struck something big. And it was about that time when you looked out the window, you saw the train go past the pieces of truck off the left-hand side.
But we're talking the members of Congress, an escorted train, that there might have been some outside factor who knew that you were coming down that path at that time.
I mean, there have been some theories floated about that. Yes, I mean, that is something that could have been the situation. We actually had a helicopter escort overhead. And I would imagine those folks were thinking, oh, my gosh, this is unfolding right in front of my very eyes, and we can't do anything about it when that sanitation truck crossed the railroad in front of us.
Well, let's turn our attention then to today. What's I know the vice president spoke to you last night. Anything that you necessarily heard there that you want to share with us this morning?
Well, we talked a lot about the agenda moving forward. We also spent a few minutes sort of recounting how well we thought the president did the State of the Union address the night before. And the vice president sort of gave us a preview of the vision that the president's going to lay out today when we have our lunch with him.
And so it'll be a lunch meeting, and basically, are you trying to put together a map for a reelection process for the Republicans, or trying to put together a legislative map?
Well, let's put it this way. Good policy usually makes good politics. And so this is a policy-focused retreat. Look, we had some huge wins last year in terms of the change in the regulatory environment and then also getting tax reform done, and the economy performed well beyond what any of us thought it would. And so now we've got to go through the next steps. So what are those next steps? Immigration reform is a big issue. We've got to rebuild our national security. That's another huge issue. And then the thing that's creeping in right now to the economy is labor dislocations. We don't have enough labor to fit the growth in the market. And so we're looking at prison reform. If you can get people to not go into a recidivism cycle and get them out where they're in the workforce, where they can have the dignity that comes with a great job. We're also looking at what we call workplace development to help get people that are currently don't have the skills they need to get a great job, to get those skills, to redefine the way welfare works so that people are always wanting to move from welfare to work. So those are the big agenda items that we've got for 2018. Look, if we do those well, the electorate should respond accordingly. If we don't do them well, the electorate will respond and put somebody else in power.
We're a little pressed for time, but real quickly, I would like for you to maybe expand on that a little bit because, you know, what we do at Blend, the idea that becomes more of a technical school, is there some opportunity there that some funding or some other support could come from the government with a plan like that?
Absolutely, and I'm not necessarily sure that it's funding that's needed. It's that we need to get the oversight right. We need to make sure that Blend is responding to the labor needs of the surrounding area and not to some federal bureaucrat's desires as to what vocational education looks like. And so that's what we're trying to do, is do something like the Greater Waco Manufacturing Academy that we have up in Waco. Mm-hmm. That's getting these kids in high school that would be at risk, and they're getting great jobs with I'd say, $60,000 to $70,000 salaries. That's how you build a vibrant middle class. It's not by having a big federal program.
Certainly. I know that you want to take a minute to talk about some honorees that you have out of your district this morning.
Right. One of the best things that I get to do in my job that's most fulfilling me is to nominate high school seniors to the service academy. So I want to give a shout out to three of them from the Brazos Valley. Braden Mathis was nominated to the Air Force Academy. He's actually been accepted, and he's going to play football for them. Raymond Wood has received a nomination at the Air Force Academy, and Joshua Prochaska has received a nomination to West Point. So I'm real proud of these young people, and I'm counting on all of them getting accepted and serving our country eventually.
Well, thank you for spending, again, a few minutes with us. You have a busy day ahead of you and a busy weekend ahead of you, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Very good. I'd ask our listeners to pray for the folks that were injured, and particularly for the family of the person that was killed in this accident yesterday. Keep them all in their prayers.